You will hear part of a university lecture about renewable energy and sustainable cities.
Good morning, everyone. Today's lecture focuses on renewable energy and its importance in creating sustainable cities. As the world's population continues to grow, the demand for electricity is increasing rapidly. At the same time, governments are trying to reduce pollution and limit greenhouse gas emissions. Renewable energy comes from natural resources that are continually replenished. The three main sources we'll discuss today are solar energy, wind energy, and hydroelectric power. Let's begin with solar energy. Over the past decade, improvements in technology have made solar panels much more affordable for homeowners and businesses. Many countries now encourage people to install rooftop solar panels by offering financial incentives. Another major source is wind energy. Wind farms are usually built in coastal areas and open rural regions where wind speeds remain consistently high throughout the year. One challenge with renewable energy is that electricity production depends on weather conditions. For example, solar panels produce less electricity on cloudy days, while wind turbines require sufficient wind speeds. To solve this problem, governments are investing billions of dollars in advanced battery storage systems. These batteries store excess electricity generated during sunny or windy periods and supply it later when demand increases. Renewable energy provides many environmental benefits. It helps reduce air pollution, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and decreases dependence on fossil fuels. Cleaner air also improves public health and reduces respiratory diseases in urban populations. However, renewable energy projects also face several challenges. Initial installation costs remain relatively high, and energy storage technology continues to develop. Researchers around the world are working to improve solar panel efficiency so that more electricity can be generated using fewer materials. Experts believe renewable energy will play a central role in reducing carbon emissions and supporting sustainable economic development over the coming decades. Thank you.
That is the end of Section 4.